Hi, Leah. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Leah Pikin-Kalidas, and I sell my art at bluetreeartgallery.com and blog at creativeeveryday.com.
Okay, great. Thanks for talking to us today.
No
So,
problem.
the focus of the conversation is going to be what it's like to be a full-time artist who's independent and representing yourself. So, I want to start off by asking if you ever started off by taking the traditional path and trying to find someone else to represent your art.
I never really did that. For whatever reason, it just never really worked that way for me. I started with my website, and I've worked with some galleries here and there, and I still do that, but I guess I've enjoyed selling from my website, so I never pursued the traditional way.
So, what gave you the idea in the first place to start an online gallery?
Well, gosh, I guess it's just sort of the way things are going now. So much is happening online, and I didn't feel like my art fit into a lot of the galleries, at least that were around me. So having the website allowed me to connect with people from all over the world that, I could sort of find my fans in that way, and not have to worry about the location.
Yeah. Do you think that's given you a lot of artistic freedom to be so independent of any gallery or institution?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't have to think too much about, is this going to fit into this space? It's, I create what works for me, and then find my audience.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Yeah.
great. So how long have you been doing this full time?
Full time, I think it's been about 2 years now. I was doing it for a while on the side and then built it up to the point where I could do it just that.
And you went to art school, I think I saw in your bio.
I did. I went to Mass College of Art in Boston, and I graduated in 99.
Okay, and what was your degree in?
I started out as a painting major, and well, I have a BFA as a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and I ended up majoring about half the time in art history, thinking I might want to work in a museum or something like that, which I did for a couple of years, but then got back to painting after school.
So, I'm curious, do you think that, from your perspective, do you think that art school is a valuable thing for artists, or are there downsides to having a more formal training in art?
It totally depends on the person. I think you can go either way. I think for some people it's great, and I don't regret going at all. I learned a lot. I think it's great for learning the fundamentals. It's great for meeting other artists. I think it depends on your temperament too. For me, what was really hard was there were not all the teachers, but some of the teachers were really they had very strong opinions about what art should be, and you had to have a really strong personality to kind of fight with that sort of teacher. And it kind of got into my head. So even though I did sort of fight back, after, a few years of that, I noticed that after school I wasn't painting as much, and it took me a couple of years to kind of shake that off, so that those voices weren't in my head so much, and I could create what I wanted to create again.
That's interesting. I had a friend tell me the exact same thing about an MFA in writing. She kind of had to go through a period afterwards of detox.
Yeah. It's funny how that works. I think sometimes there are a lot of teachers, and there are great teachers too, so I don't want to make it sound like all teachers are bad, because they're not. There's great ones, but I think a lot of teachers are frustrated artists, and they kind of take it out on their students a little bit. So, you have to kind of realize that they're just people, and take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Did they teach you anything about the business of selling your art in art school, or was that not addressed?
Yeah, I know that it's addressed more now. From kind of looking back to see what's being taught, but when I was in school, not so much.
So, when you began to sell your own artwork, especially because you were doing it yourself, was it ever difficult to kind of put a price tag on your work?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I really struggled with that in the beginning. I'm one of those people who has trouble asking for money, so that was a real struggle. And I had to kind of check in with people in my life who are more sales business oriented and say, does this sound right? And I also got some advice about I read a lot of books about selling your artwork and stuff like that were helpful. And one of the pieces of advice that I took was looking around to see what similar artists were selling their work for. And that kind of gave me a starting point to say, okay, well, this person is selling similar work for this price. Why don't I start out at that level and kind of see how it goes? And that worked for me.
So, were you looking at other work online or in or locally?
Online.
Okay, and as far as how you set the prices, did you ultimately end up using a system of based on size or based on medium? I think a lot of artists struggle with how to have a pricing system.
It's tricky, and I think with over time you sort of figure out a system that works for you. My process is sort of internal, and I haven't really figured out how to describe it exactly, but it's a combination of the time and the size and the value to me, whatever that means. So there's this intangible piece to it. But at the end of the day, I have to say, how much am I willing to let this go for? And that kind of helps me figure it out too.
So do you think that you kind of changed how you thought about being an artist when you started selling your work?
Not really. I had to start to think about, okay, well, if originals are going for, such and such price, if I'm going to make it as an artist, I might want to have some other options for people. And so I had to start thinking about prints and calendars and cards and stuff like that. So I had to change the way I thought about it in that way, but not necessarily about what I was creating.
Yeah, I've seen some people say that selling online, people aren't as willing to pay above a certain price for something they haven't seen in real life. So, have you encountered that? Did that make you focus on prints a lot?
And I understand it to a degree, like it's hard to put that much money right off the bat onto something you've never seen in person. But I also think that having prints is a good introduction. It's like sort of a starting point. So when people see the quality of your prints, they start to get to know your work, and then they'll feel more comfortable spending more on an actual piece.
So do you, I think on your website you sell the prints yourself, or do you use an outside service?
I do it myself. One of the first things I invested in was a high quality scanner, like a large format scanner and printer, so that I can do it at home. I started out, originally I was hiring a photographer to take pictures of my art and then do the prints, but when he found out that I was selling the pieces from the digital files, he kind of wanted a cut. So, so I had to figure out my own way of doing it. And the scans are gorgeous, so that's worked well for me.
Yeah, they look really accurate on the site. Just I imagine they're very true to life, which I think is important when you're selling artwork online, so that people can trust that they're getting what they see.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you, is your income primarily from prints and selling prints and originals, or do you have other art-related projects that?
That's the main source. I do other little things on the side, like I sometimes teach art lessons and do some illustration work. Occasionally, I do some web work. Just little things to fill in the gaps, but it's mainly through art.
Yeah, that's great. I think a lot of the people who will be listening to this might be artists who are just starting to go online, and they're kind of trying to understand what they can expect. So, if you don't mind talking to us a little about how your financial situation changed since you've become a full-time artist, and only get as specific as you're comfortable doing, of course.
Sure. I mean, I can't say that it's been like smooth sailing all the way. It's definitely not easy. It's definitely a drop in income from, working a regular job. But it's also been totally worth it for me. And if you can make it work, I say go for it.
Yeah. I think for a lot of artists, the freedom does make it that much worth it, because you're not tied to someone else's expectations of what you're going to create and what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's a really awesome thing to be doing what you love, and it's hard to put a price on that. So, of course, I want to keep growing my business. I never want to be a starving artist. But it's a wonderful thing to be able to work for yourself, and my business has continued to grow, so that's a good thing. I've continued to make more money over the past few years, and I feel like I've got some momentum. So I can't really complain. Things are good.
Yeah. What was something that was very difficult to change, or some mistakes that you look back and see that you made while you were trying to figure this all out?
My husband works in like internet marketing type stuff for big businesses. And so one of the things I tried in the beginning was doing stuff with Google AdWords, and that was a total flop for me. It just did not work. It didn't apply in the same way as it did for his businesses. But you try things out and you see what works.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
that was just one thing that didn't, no big deal. It's a lot of trial and error when you're doing stuff like this, and you can't be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's great. So I think a lot of artists kind of shy away from the idea of marketing or networking. And
Totally.
yeah, and I'm wondering how your understanding of that has changed over time, because I've noticed that you have a really active blog and you're interacting with so many people on your blog and on Twitter, and I'm sure in other venues as well. So how has your understanding of what marketing is shifted over time?
I think when I started out doing, the full-time artist thing, the word marketing really kind of freaked me out, and I was like, ugh, networking. Plus, I'm really introverted, so the word networking too, I was like, ugh, yuck, yuck, yuck. No, thank you. But through developing my blog, I found that marketing in that way is a blast for me. I really enjoy connecting with people. I love telling the story behind the process of making art. I love sharing creativity tips and doing the challenges and connecting with people on Twitter. So, and that's all marketing. And I find art buyers that way. So it's really fabulous when things that you actually enjoy doing are actually working in a marketing sense as well. And it feels authentic. And I think when you can do something with the word marketing, you think icky,
Yeah.
and fake. But when you can do it in a way that's real and true to you, then yeah, it's a big bonus.
When you first started out, how did you go about finding people? Like, you got your website, and how did you put yourself out there, really?
Well, I've been blogging for a really long time, and at first I wasn't really connecting my art with my blog. They were sort of separate entities. But, you know, you end up blogging about the things that you care about most when you're blogging in a personal way. And so over time, I started blogging more and more about my artwork and doing these creative challenges. And that sort of just naturally developed an audience in that way. So a lot of my art buyers come through my blog because they learn about me. They learn about the story behind what I'm creating. And that's interesting. And the challenges were a big way of building my audience, too. And I actually really enjoy doing it. I don't do it to build my audience, per se, but it's just a bonus of part of the process. And on Twitter, I don't know. I enjoy it. I love sharing things that have inspired me, and I share the links to stuff on my blog, and that's just been building in a really organic sort of way. So, you know, I'd say to other artists that it's all about connecting with people, sharing something that's valuable and real to you, and, you know, making real connections with other people.
Yeah. Did you have an idea when you first started of what kind of audience you thought you would connect with or who you were looking to connect with? Or did you just kind of put yourself out there and see who came?
Yeah, I guess I just more put myself out there. And I know sort of a lot of people start to think about, well, who's my audience? And that's fabulous. I guess I didn't quite do it that way. I've learned over time who my audience is by who shows up and who stays and who buys. So then I can take that and tailor things to them a bit. I've noticed that a majority of my audience is women in the sort of 30 to 60 age range. And people buying my art are a lot of times men buying for the women in their lives.
Huh.
So that's something I've noticed over time. But a lot of times it's people interested in sort of a more feminine approach and people who love the stories behind art.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that you tell a story for each piece, and I think that also allows people to connect with it and to connect to you more as they're looking through your artwork.
Yeah, I think people seem to like that, and I can't really help but tell the story. So, you know, it's there if people want to read it, and I think it does help people connect in a different way to the artwork when you know the story. I think that's part of the reason I loved art histories, because I loved hearing the stories behind why things are created and what was the inspiration, that sort of thing.
Now, have any of the connections you've made online led to so-called real-world opportunities?
Oh, totally. Through a connection online, I had my art in a book this year. I've been asked to be in some magazines through connections I made online. A couple shows transpired because of connections online. It seems like most of the stuff that happens in the real world for me right now is happening because of connections I made online. So, absolutely, good things can happen.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Online connections. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when people are starting out, they're kind of trying to decide whether they should go the real world route or the online route, and it sounds like ultimately it begins to become a synergy, just one leads to the other, and if you start off online, it will result in physical exhibitions or books or...
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, do both. Do what feels right to you, but do both. And I think nowadays it's really essential to be active online, just the way the world is going. And so, yeah, utilize the connections. It's just, there's so many opportunities for connecting out there right now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. So for any artists who are just starting to make their presence online, what would you say are the most important things to start learning or doing as a foundation?
For selling your work, or
I'm sorry,
for selling your work, you mean? Or,
yeah, for an artist who wants to start selling art online.
I think it's great to start with a blog. You can do that for free, and it's a simple, really easy way to connect with an audience and with other artists. And oftentimes when you connect with other artists, it leads you to opportunities. You know, put it out there that you're looking. You know, utilize things like Flickr and Etsy is a great way to get started for artists, and a lot of artists starting out. If you can't afford to get your own web shop started, Etsy is a great place to get going.
Etsy?
So I'd say, yeah, Etsy. It's etsy.com.
Yeah.
Big online marketplace for artists and crafters. So I'd say start those two places. And, you know, continue to add on with other things like Twitter or, you know, whatever it is that speaks to you.
Did you sell on Etsy in the beginning?
No, I added that on later on. I have, you know, maybe like 10 or 11 prints on there right now, just as, just because if people are looking for me there, I have a list where my website is, so people can look for more art. But some people were like shopping from Etsy, so it's very inexpensive to use. So I keep some of my art there too.
Yeah, you brought up how when you first start off and you start blogging, it's an easy way to connect with other artists, and I think that's something that I've seen. People say, when you use social media online, you're just going to connect with other artists. It won't connect you with people who want to buy your art. So what would you say in response to that?
I have a lot of artists who buy my art. a lot of them. So I say artists are buyers too. And a lot of the artists are where I found my connections to gallery shows, and it's good to network with people. What will happen is people will start to share your work, and, you know, with their audience. That's happened with a lot of artists. A lot of artists are really generous, and, you know, they'll highlight your work on their blogs, and it gets out to more people, and So just the other day someone highlighted my art on their blog, another artist who I've highlighted on my blog, and it led to someone buying a piece of my artwork. So I say connecting with artists is a good thing.
Yeah, I've noticed that on your blog you link to other people a lot, and I'm wondering how that kind of attracts or enforces your community.
I actually really enjoy linking to other people. It's not something I do out of like some ulterior motive. I really enjoy sharing stuff that's inspired me, and also, you know, encouraging other people. So that's part of it. And community is also built that way. When you share links to things that interest you and make relationships and connections with other people, sort of like karma, it happens back for you, and then your work gets passed on. So connecting and linking, it's a beautiful thing. And it's so easy. It's such an easy way to share and connect with people.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think on the internet, it makes it so easy to very genuinely give value to the people that you appreciate and help the people who are listening to you or looking at your work understand what you're looking at as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people come back a lot because I'm not just sharing my own work. I'm sharing things that that I found that have inspired me. And so that's part of the value and part of the reason people come back.
So I'm also curious why you chose to primarily sell prints and all your work on your own website instead of through another online gallery network or some other sort of service.
Part of it is like I like creating my own space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in competition with other artists too. If I were to use a service, sort of like Etsy, when you're on Etsy, it's fabulous, but with the click of a button, you're looking at 5 million other people's pieces, and
yes,
it's easy to get lost and, you know, go off and, you know, so when you're on my website, you're on my website, and you're seeing all my work. And I also like the control factor, what I get to design, how my site looks, how it acts, and all that good stuff. And I'm also not, paying extra fees to sell my work on another site. So those are the main reasons.
Yeah. So did you design the website yourself, or did you have someone do it for you?
With the Blue Tree site, I designed it myself. I went around and looked at other websites that I liked and, you know, took different pieces of what worked and didn't work for me, and then I used my artwork in Photoshop to kind of put it together. And then I hired a coder to help me with the PHP stuff because I don't really know how to code too well. I can do some things in Dreamweaver, but he did the basic coding, and then I took that out into Dreamweaver and built the site from there. And with the Creative Everyday blog, I hired someone to help me move my blog from TypePad to WordPress because I was looking at it all and I was realizing I could do it, but it was going to take me a long time and probably a lot of headaches. So I hired someone to help me, and he offered to do the design work in exchange for some illustration work. So it worked out great, and I love the new design, and I wouldn't have been able to do that myself. So it's good to know what you can do and where you need some help.
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, a lot of time can be spent trying to figure it out.
Absolutely, and it's great to know, you know, and to learn new things, but it's also good to know, like, okay, where am I spending my time, and is this absolutely, you know, valuable? And if you can do gathering stuff with artwork or whatever for, you know, web work, then it's an especially beautiful thing.
Yeah, as far as how much time you put into this, about how many hours a day do you find yourself working? Do you feel like you're working more than full time since going out on your own?
Possibly, yes. it's hard to say, you know, because whenever, you know, the networking stuff added in, some of that feels like just like fun playtime to me, and some of it, you know, but it is for work.
Mm-hmm.
And that can go, you know, all hours of the day, and then, you know, you have to kind of step back and be like, all right, enough is enough. This is still work-related, and I need to spend time with actual people. my husband's feeling neglected. I definitely spend a lot of time working on my business. But it's also something I enjoy doing. So it's kind of hard sometimes to know where the line is between what's work and what's for fun.
Yeah, of course. I think it's good that it sounds like you very consciously try to keep track of what you're putting your energy into. And I think that's probably really important when you're all day kind of in your art. So.
Yeah, you have to have your priorities in order, and you know what's most important to you in life. If you don't have a boss telling you what to do, what are the top things that need to get done, and you have to include things like, your health, getting out and getting sunshine and exercise and all that good stuff, as part of your day.
Now, I just had one more little question. You mentioned Twitter and blogging, and I was wondering if there are any other networks or any other types of social media that you enjoy using and that you think connect you well with other people.
I think it's mainly right now my blog and Twitter. I have like a newsletter for my art website. And I am on Facebook, but I mainly use that for like old friends, and I don't talk too much about my business on there. I know a lot of people do. But it seems like I'm only connecting with like old high school friends and stuff like that on there. And I take classes online sometimes, and that's been a great way for me to network with people. Just connecting in a different sort of way and meeting people in different fields, and that's been kind of fun.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Leah. It's been really great hearing about how your business evolved to where it is today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for asking me.
Is there anything else you wanted to add or talk about?
I feel like we covered it. I'd say, for if anyone's thinking about becoming a full-time artist and wanting to spread the word about their work, just, remember to be yourself and create what's in your heart. And if you put yourself out there in that way, you'll find your audience.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much, Lori.